Alright, so hi everyone. So we're making a presentation on the Mandingo Wars in West Africa. And our names are Jaden Kalule,
Killian,
Big Man Zake.
We'll be talking about the causes of the Mandingo Wars and the timelines, the effects, and the establishment of dominance and the aftermath. So firstly, the causes. There was a French ambition and expansion. The French had ambitions to build an empire in West Africa and sought to establish dominance over the region. The expansionist agenda was the interest of the Wasolu Empire, which was led by Samori Toure. Secondly, there was resistance to French expansion. The Mandingo people, under the leadership of Samori Toure, fiercely resisted French expansion in the area. They were able to make effective use of firearms and tactics that impeded French advances. Desire for independence. The Mandingo people, like many other African ethnic groups, desired to maintain their independence and sovereignty. They were determined to defend their territories and resist foreign domination. Strategic importance of the region. The region where the Mandingo Wars took place, including Mali, Guinea, and the Ivory Coast, held significant strategic importance due to its natural resources, trade routes, and access to the Niger River. Control over these territories was sought by both the Mandingo people and the French.
Yes, so now I'm going to talk about the timelines of the Mandingo Wars in West Africa. So in 1886, French troops occupied Bamako on the Niger River and settled the war after successful offensive. Samori Toure is forced to accept the Niger River as a frontier. In 1891, Samori launches a new resistance against the French, leading to a period of guerrilla warfare and raids. In 1893, the French launch a major military campaign against the Wasolo Empire, resulting in the capture of several key cities and territories. In 1898, the French forces, led by General Louis Archinard, achieve a decisive victory over Samori. He is captured and sent into exile, marking the end of the Mandingo Wars. In 1901, the British and French subdue the exhausted Mandingo factions and impact colonial rule over the region.
Effects of the Mandingo Wars in West Africa. The background of the Mandinka people. The Mandinka, also known as the Mandingo and Malinke, are a West African ethnic group spread across several countries, including Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, the Gambia, and the Guinea-Bissau. They are descendants of the Mali Empire, which flourished in West Africa from the 13th to the 16th centuries. Causes of the Mandingo Wars. The Mandingo Wars were primarily a result of French ambitions to build an empire in West Africa and a resistance put up by the Mandingo people, who were able to make use of firearms and tactics that impeded French expansion in the region. Samori Toure, the leader of the Wasolo Empire, played a crucial role in leading the Mandingo resistance against the French. Yeah, stuff like that. That's all for me. Bye.
French, sure. an establishment of dominance. Although the Mandingo people initially posed a serious threat to the French ultimately emerged victorious in the Mandingo Wars. French troops occupied Bamako on the river, on the Niger River, and settled the war after a successful offensive in 1886. Samoritori was captured and sent into exile, marking the end of the Wasulu Empire.
The aftermath of the Mandingo Wars in West Africa. The term Mandingo Wars does not impact on the Mandingo Wars. French dominance. The French established dominance over Mali, Guinea, and the Ivory Coast as a result of their victory in the Mandingo Wars. Yeah, and the Mandingo Wars, colonial rule. By 1901, the British and French had subdued the exhausted Mandingo factions and imposed colonial rule over the region. Political influence. The Mandingo people have played an important role in the politics of Sierra Leone and have a close relationship with the Mandingo people of Guinea and Liberia. Culture and linguistic influence. The Mandingo people as a prominent ethno-linguistic group have had a significant impact on the culture and language of West Africa.
Okay, bye. That's all. Thanks. Bye. Yeah.